We are joined today by economist and distinguished professor at NC State University, Dr. Michael Walden, and president and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. They both spoke earlier this morning at the online Economic Outlook Forum hosted by the Chamber, which talked about the local business within our community and the health of both the state and the U.S. economy, too. Dr. Michael Walden and Aaron Nelson, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So, Dr. Walden, I'd like to start by asking you to kind of help us set the scene of how everything is right now. Obviously, it's hard to think about a time before the COVID-19 outbreak, despite it not being all that long ago. But I'm curious, how did the economy look to you before this pandemic, and just how drastic is the change now?
Well, that's the good news. The economy going into this pandemic was strong. For example, more than 100,000 jobs in 2019, a much higher rate than we were continuing to grow in 2020 until this hit. Same numbers for the nation. So this is not a typical, and we are, and I'm going to use the term recession, we are definitely in a recession. This is not a typical recession that is sparked by something structurally or fundamentally wrong with the economy. This is clearly a recession that has been sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's also been sparked by the response to dealing with that pandemic, which ironically is to almost shut down the economy because we have to minimize individual interactions. Our economy obviously is based on interactions, trading, cooperating, engaging in production, et cetera. So that's the germ of this issue. Fortunately, we last night saw the Senate come to an agreement on a massive package to help those of us, households, businesses, both large, medium, and small, deal with this. The Federal Reserve has also taken unprecedented steps to assist the economy. And I think those are definitely needed because we don't want this pandemic and how we are having to deal with it to result in, let's say, business bankruptcies, so that when we do recover, we don't have those businesses to recover. So I think this is all needed help. We learned, at least I learned today, this morning, there's a lot of local help and statewide help available. So I am confident that with this group of assistance at local, state, and federal levels in coming weeks, that we'll be able to preserve our economy, which is essential. We need to preserve our economy and weather through this, and then be able to emerge whenever the recovery does come, which I think will be sometime in the fall, that we will be able to have looked back and said, well, we didn't needlessly lose businesses. We didn't needlessly cause households and individuals to suffer economically. And that's the effort that we're now engaged in.
Talking about coming out on that other side, what are some of the challenges that North Carolina might experience whenever this does indeed kind of wrap up?
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, is to keep businesses and households afloat. So, for example, at the conference today, we talked about several programs, some of them just emerging and we don't have the details for, but there are already some local and private programs available for businesses to acquire money to keep them going. There will be likewise more programs coming from the federal government and from the Federal Reserve. There are obviously some parts of our economy that are going to be severely stressed, particularly businesses that may have just gotten started. And so they were simply struggling to gain traction, and now they're hit with this. I think our farmers are going to be very adversely impacted by this, not that they're not going to produce the food for us. So that's not an issue there. I don't want anyone to think that the shelves that have been bare in many cases will remain like that. Those all do a short-run increase in demand. Food supply is perfectly fine, but farmers have been suffering from low prices, and I think those are going to continue throughout this crisis. So, but I'm hopeful that whether we have what economists call a V-shaped recovery, which is a fast recovery, or a U-shaped recovery, where it's going to take a little longer, once we do get to the other side of this crisis, that with the help that's now been pledged, and this has been an unprecedented level of help, if you take what the Federal Reserve is promising, as well as what is expected in this congressional plan, we're talking about $6 trillion of infusion into the economy from the federal government. Hopefully that'll be enough to sustain our well-being, sustain our businesses through this period, and that we'll come out at the other end with most people still solvent.
Speaking with Dr. Michael Walden, a renowned economist and distinguished professor at NC State University. And now we're going to turn to Aaron Nelson, the CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now, Aaron, I want to talk a little bit more about today's forum. What were some of the biggest messages that you had regarding business within the Chapel Hill Carrboro community as they are affected by the coronavirus outbreak?
Our key messaging is that we're all in this together, and that working together as a community, we will survive this, and we will emerge on the other end. They say it all works out in the end, and if it's not working out, you're just not at the end yet. Not only are we not at the end, we're not at the middle. This is the beginning of the beginning, we think, of this crisis for our community. And our message is that there are local options, state options, and federal options to support businesses, and that businesses ought to be engaging with each other for peer sharing of information and engaging with their Chamber of Commerce on how we can support them during this tough time.
Have you seen any businesses or have you heard any businesses exchanging that kind of information, or are there any specific businesses that you know of that are kind of a little bit more resilient during this tough time?
We saw a great deal of layoffs last week. We expect more layoffs this week for organizations that are having to separate from their employees to manage some real reductions in cash flow. But we're also seeing some very bright spots, some real innovation, particularly in Carrboro with a new effort called Carrboro United, carrborounited.com, a really innovative way where through a single portal, you can order from multiple restaurants, pre-prepared family meals, and then a single location where you can pick them up. They're doing 1,000 meals or more in each of their pickups, carbounited.com. We also saw longtime innovators like Scott Maitland at Top of the Hill begin making hand sanitizer out of his distillery and distributing those to local healthcare providers and creating a new strategy for generating revenue and capital to support his business. We've seen lots of people working on their online capacities, their curbside capacities. I'd encourage businesses, this is a time to begin, thinking about how you innovate. And we know that this is a time of crisis and it's hard to think, particularly if your children are running around in your house and you're looking at some real major cash flow challenges. But finding that space to plan right now is really important. Let me just add, there are some local options. Last night, the Orange County Commissioners approved converting what used to be a longer-term revolving loan fund. They are making available $300,000 of emergency loan support for local businesses at zero interest. More information will be available on that this week. Carrboro last night approved almost $500,000 worth of loan capacity to businesses that serve that are based in Carrboro or nonprofits that support Carrboro. This is designed to help you keep your employees employed. That went live this morning. They worked overnight in order to put that system online this morning, having just approved it last night. We also have some private lending, some individuals and philanthropists are putting some private funds available. I'd encourage folks to go to the Chamber's COVID-19 site, where we give a running document where they can see lots of information changed hourly. We update it all day long, as well as some links to some other resources.
And if I can add, follow up on excellent comments Aaron Mitch made, one of the upsides of this could be innovation. Economic history shows that in troubling economic times, business people, entrepreneurs, innovators do create different ways of doing things in order to survive. There was a great deal of innovation, for example, during the Great Depression. I think we're going to see at the other end of this in our economy some dramatic changes. I think, for example, telecommuting, tele-educating, telemedicine, we're getting more experience with those right now. And I think we could see those innovations really take off after this crisis subsides. I think there could be a change in where people decide to live. I think we're now seeing one of the disadvantages of living in large, crowded, densely packed metropolitan areas. And some people may decide coming out of this crisis that, well, if I can telecommute, if I can tele-educate, et cetera, I think they may say, I prefer a small town, or I prefer a rural area. So one of the positives that could come out of this is we could see that urban-rural divide that we have in North Carolina shrink as some people decide that living in a less dense area is more optimal for them.
Speaking with Dr. Michael Walden, an economist, and with Aaron Nelson of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Dr. Walden, to kind of wrap things up here, it's hard to say when this outbreak will be over, although you said you're kind of projecting the fall for this. Obviously, everybody's a little curious about what the long-term ramifications from this are, and those projections in terms of innovation that you just mentioned are interesting. And you also mentioned the $2 trillion economic aid package that Congress and the White House approved Wednesday morning to help the economy over this stretch. But looking at the economy, I'm curious, are there any projections that you have or even any precedents that you can kind of pull from that would indicate what the country's economy or North Carolina's economy will look like in maybe a year or so?
I am hopeful, and I said this during the conference, I'm hopeful that a year from now we will be back largely to normal. We'll be a somewhat different economy, but I think we'll be largely back to normal. Now, a lot of this depends on the progression of the virus. If the virus, for example, subsides dramatically during the hot weather of the summer, then we could get a revival in the economy and back to normal by early fall. If we have subsequent reinfections, which some have said there's a possibility of, then that would extend that. So a lot of this depends on the medical progression of the virus. But that said, I'm hopeful that in a year from now, this will be an unpleasant, distant memory. I think the economic fundamentals for the nation, but specifically for North Carolina, and even more specifically for the Triangle and Carrboro and Chapel Hill, Orange County, are all very, very strong. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll see a full recovery from this.
Dr. Michael Walden and Aaron Nelson, thank you guys again so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Grateful for you having us. Thank you very much.